and now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Tell us about your background, because you're doing this with in our backyard now, but you have a special perspective as far as I'm concerned because of your previous career.
Right. I have a very different perspective. So I was with the FBI for 20 years. I was the Crimes Against Children Coordinator in the Portland field office. I started the FBI task force to combat domestic child sex trafficking. And I currently teach at COCC human trafficking. So I have a very different angle because it's law enforcement. I'm not a victim. I'm not a survivor, but I have established rapport and relationships with many victims, and you kind of have to meet them where they are. And I think we were so successful as our task force because we worked with people like Sherilyn in our backyard and other NGOs and nonprofits and advocates. And the goal was to be, like Cheryl said, be the one, help that one, be that one. And it ultimately got me removed from my job, but because, law enforcement is about getting the bad guy, but I was more concerned about, helping out the kiddo and getting them in a safe space.
Sure, sure. So. And then an organization like In Our Backyard, I mean, now you've got law enforcement can do their part, and you guys can do,
right,
to do that part.
It's very different. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
very different.
Interesting.
Yeah.
To see both sides of that same coin, for
yeah.
sure.
I always joke, Cheryl, she dreams in color. Mm-hmm. She thinks in color and unicorns and rainbows, and I'm very black and white.
Sure,
I'm
sure.
Very black and white.
Well,
and when we talk, I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about, because I'm very black and white. Yeah.
But what a great addition to the team, it seems like. I mean, you okay with her, Cheryl? you going to keep her around for a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, I can't believe it's been at least 2 years now. It's cool. I think it takes a passion to do this work this long.
Sure, sure.
I might dream in color, but there's some dark things that we address. And I think what we both agree on is when you meet the one you're fighting for or you're in that situation, you can see hope happen in those situations. That's what keeps us going. And that's, I think, something we both share. So whether you're a donor, whether you're a volunteer, things like going to the Super Bowl, seeing those kids in a classroom get it. Like I said, it's nice to know we are winning the fight, and I think that's what's most important to us.
Okay, let's wrap things up with the stickers, because I think this is a cool program, and it sounds like you've had some success with this. People have actually used this phone number that you post here and there, right?
Yeah, so the Freedom Sticker just has the National Human Trafficking Hotline resource number. You can always call for emergency services, but like we know, there's a lot of, there's actually fear that if someone's being trafficked, they're not sure what's happening to them, who to call. They don't always feel like it's an emergency to call 911. They more just want to know what the resources are and someone to talk to. So that's what that National Human Trafficking Hotline resource is. And if you don't know the number, the easiest way to remember it is to break it up and just say it's 888-3737-888. And you can also text it. So, in Oregon in 2023, I think the latest stats were about 130 cases were identified in our state, and then over 250 victims were identified. So, the hotline a year might get over 30,000, calls and texts to the hotline, and about 7,000 of them are survivors and victims themselves in the situation. And that's what our Freedom Sticker program focuses on. Most people who are in the situation don't know there's a hotline. So we have volunteers go right to our website at inourbackyard.org and help us get these Freedom Stickers out into the community. You can actually ask to post them inside the gas station convenience store restrooms. They see half the United States population every single day.
Sure.
And we hear from survivors, they're in and out of those places all the time. There isn't much stability if they're being controlled, right? So places they're allowed to go into for a break, restroom break, snacks, smokes, whatever it is, it's highly likely a gas station. So when we ask volunteers to sign up at our website, you'll receive Freedom Stickers, and you can ask the store for permission to post them inside
always
that restroom.
Ask.
Always ask. And we'll, they can go to our website and then reorder them themselves. It's never to say, oh my gosh, human trafficking is happening at our gas station. This is a problem. It's like, no, let's get the signage up and help bring hope to someone who really needs it and can take that number down and call it when they're safe to call it. That's what we see happen, and we see recoveries because of it. And I can't forget to also invite everyone. We're doing a 5K family walk run again. It will be June 20th, and you know, I'm the June 29th. And what's exciting for this is we want parents to bring their kids. We've got little pink duckies for them to pick up. I like them. Everyone likes them. But along the walk, along the run, there's questions for you to have with your kids and conversation starters. So when you're done with this 5K, it had purpose to bring you together. Your kids are happy because they can run around with ducks in their hands and get prizes. But it also helps parents connect with their kids and have a moment to say, I don't know how to bring this topic up. I don't know how to talk about it. Come join us on June 29th. We'll do the hard work for you and make it fun. And Masayo might be there throwing candy at the children. I'm not sure. But
it's kind of her thing.
It's a cool thing. And you can do it virtually or join us. It's kind of around the Bend Athletic Club. We'll have more information on the website coming soon. But we just got this date this week, and we're excited to start planning. So let us know if you can join.
All right. That's all the time we've got. Thank you so much, ladies, for coming in. Why don't you give me the website one more time, Cheryl?
www.nrbackyard.org.
Do you have questions, comments, or a topic for Inside Central Oregon? Send your comments to Horizon Broadcasting Group, 854 Northeast 4th Street, Bend, Oregon, 97701. Inside Central Oregon is a public affairs presentation from Horizon Broadcasting Group.